Today there was a lot of tough talk from Iran about its right to continue its nuclear program. The U.S. has said that it would join talks with Iran if Tehran suspended uranium enrichment. Yesterday in Vienna, the U.S. and key allies agreed on a package of incentives and penalties for the Iranians to stop their nuclear work. Earlier this week, Iran's foreign minister said his government will not give up what he calls his nation's natural right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. Well, this makes commentator Joe Leconte wonder, is there really an inalienable right to enrich uranium?
When Americans think of natural or unalienable rights, several immediately come to mind. A right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We'd also include the freedom of association, freedom of religion, and free speech. But if we're going to take the rhetoric of the Iranian government seriously, we may have to add another right to the list. The right to develop a nuclear arsenal. It's not just Iran's foreign minister who's talking this way. The Iranian president claims that his country has an inalienable right to acquire nuclear energy. And one of Iran's most influential ayatollahs vows that his nation would never forbear its natural right to achieve nuclear technology. Where is Thomas Jefferson when you need him? The debate over Iran's nuclear ambitions has been muddied by the corruption of language, and the Western democracies are partly responsible. Just have a look at the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Article 4. "Nothing in this treaty," it reads in part, "shall be interpreted as affecting the inalienable right of all the parties to the treaty to the production and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes." Iran is a signatory to this treaty, and it's obvious that they've read the fine print. The word inalienable literally means incapable of being surrendered. So how did this idea end up in a treaty on nuclear non-proliferation? Well-meaning diplomats probably viewed such language as a small concession to persuade countries to swear off the development of nuclear weapons. The problem is that words matter. They shape the discourse which shapes the narrative of our political debates. The traditional American argument for fundamental rights has a universal appeal because we ground these rights in human nature, in a belief in the God-given dignity of human life. Natural rights are sacred rights. Even the skeptic Thomas Jefferson felt compelled to describe inalienable or natural rights as the gift of a creator. But look what happens when this language of rights, with its moral and theological freight, enters a debate over nuclear technology. We now face an Islamic theocracy, a regime that promises to wipe Israel off the map, moralizing about its natural right to come within an inch of producing highly enriched uranium. Hard to imagine this is what nature or nature's God had in mind. It all reminds me of George Orwell's essay on politics. "The present political chaos," Orwell wrote, "is connected with the decay of language." I don't know if a package of incentives will dissuade the Iranians, but a little more straight talk wouldn't hurt.
Joseph Leconte is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center.